Welcome to Grace for All. Do you have a favorite scripture or a favorite Bible story? This month, our writers are sharing reflections on their favorite lessons and passages from the Bible. We hope their words might inspire you to reflect on your own favorite scripture message, and we'd love to hear from you if you would be willing to share. You can reach us at podcasts@firstchurch.org. That's podcasts@1stchurch.org.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Worrying about tomorrow. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. I tend to worry a lot. I tend to worry about the things that haven't even happened. I worry about how I'm going to play in my next baseball game, for example, or about what people will think of me, even people I haven't even met yet. We don't need to worry about that stuff, because tomorrow is not promised. All we can count on is today. That makes me think of another verse, Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Basically, this means we have to be patient and not worry about what's happening in the future. Instead, we must rely on God and keep doing the right thing in the present. If the thing we want doesn't happen, it's either not the right thing or not the right time. The Lord will create a path for each of us, and sometimes failing is part of the plan that will make you who you're supposed to be. Sometimes things don't work out the way you wanted them to. When this happens, it's hard to understand and easy to worry. 2 years ago, I didn't make my middle school baseball team, and then I got cut from the team I was on. Even though that was a really hard time, now I can look back and see how it helped me become the player I am today, a better player. It taught me to keep working and not to give up, and it taught me to have faith in God who helped me through. And faith is better than worry any day. Let's pray. Dear Lord, please help me not to worry about tomorrow and instead live in the present and trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This devotional was written and read by Ryan Smith.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's 1, STCHURCH.ORG.